there is light. Scripture speaks to us about the light of Christ. Well, we're continuing on the theme of the songs of Christmas, and today we are to the angel's song. First, we looked at Mary's song, and Mary's song is a song of joy. The joy that she receives in being totally committed, totally surrendered to what God wants to do in her life. And what God wants to do in her life wasn't an easy thing. Yes, she was engaged to Joseph, but they weren't married. They had not physically come together yet. And then she's going to find herself pregnant. That would be a real challenge for someone in this in her day, as it would be even in our day. But yet in all of that, she found joy because she knew that what was happening to her was God's will for her. And so she found joy in that. And then Zechariah's song is a song of praise. A song of praise that happens when we take God seriously, when we take Him really at his word. And today it's the angels' song. It's the angels. They're going to sing a little song for us today. Angels, I invite you to take your Bibles and turn to Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. The passage that we're looking at today begins at verse 8 and goes through verse 20. Find that in your Bibles and let me read it for you this morning. Luke's Gospel, the second chapter, verses 8 through 20. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. Three key elements of this passage of Scripture. Number one is the audience. And number two is the message of the song that the angels sing. And number three is the result of listening to the song. First, the audience. Who is the audience? Well, Luke tells us that in the night that Jesus was born, there were shepherds. And shepherds were in the field. Now, that's where shepherds would be, right? So we're not surprised that shepherds would be in the field. That's what shepherds do, and that's where shepherds would be found, and they were watching their sheep. And then verse 9, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord brightened their night. And Luke tells us that they were afraid. Fear. Fear is a part of life. Fear is a part of life. To have an angel show up in the middle of the night would probably cause us a little, increase the heart rate just a little bit. The theme of fear, we find it throughout Scripture. When God appears to somebody, when God sends an angel on His behalf, it's quite common in Scripture to see that somebody was terrified, they were afraid. It's who we are. It's our reaction to these kinds of events. Well, here it is, the shepherds turn and the angel appears to them. And the glory of the Lord brightened their night, but yet they were afraid. The angel of God, God sent an angel to appear to shepherds. Why shepherds? Why not the mayor of Bethlehem, or even the mayor of Jerusalem, or you pick the city? Why not somebody important? Why shepherds? Why not the priest? Why not the high priest? If God is going to let the world know that His Son has been given to them, the Savior of the world, the promised Messiah from the Old Testament prophecies, this promise is going to be kept on this night, wouldn't you want to get the word out? So go find somebody with the greatest impact. Somebody that the world is going to listen to. It would be the high priest, or it would be some city official, maybe the governor, somebody. You would get the word out to somebody on top that people would trust, somebody that people would believe in. But yet God didn't do it that way. He gave it, the message, to shepherds. Shepherds were like the least of the least of the people. They weren't slaves. They weren't servants. Well, they might be servants, but they were out in the country. They were not a part of the culture or the society of the day. They lived the nomadic life, following the sheep around, and they were really low on the totem pole of respect in life. But isn't that God's pattern throughout Scripture? Who was Moses? Moses was a convict in the Old Testament, and he was keeping sheep out in the countryside, on the mountainside, and God appears to him and says, "Hey, I've got something I want you to do." Well, that wasn't in Moses' wheelhouse. It wasn't in his bag of tricks to do. But yet God chose him to do a task, and Moses was obedient. God does that. God picks on the least to do the most. Gideon is another example in the Old Testament. And the angel appears to Gideon and tells Gideon what God wants him to do. And how does Gideon respond? He says, "Well, wait a minute, angel. You don't know who you're talking to. I'm a member of the least of the least of the least family group in all of Israel. You sure you want to be talking to me? Don't you want to be talking to the Joneses down the street? They're a whole lot better off. They're a lot more popular than we are. They're more powerful in the community." And the angel says, "No, I'm talking to you because God has chosen you." Oh, and there are other examples throughout Scripture where God chooses the least of the least to do the most. And it's that way on this night. The shepherds certainly were the forgotten people of the world. They lived in isolation. They were not part of the normal of culture. But yet it is God who chose them. They lived out in the countryside. They had the night sky. Scripture tells us that it was night. And the glory of the Lord lit up their night. They had every night to see God's creation. But on this night, there was something special happening. God was around them as He had never been before. And they received the greatest news ever, ever given. Think about your life. In your life, what's the best news? What's the best news that you've ever been given? What's the best news? Can you think about it? Think about that this afternoon. What's the best news anybody has ever given to you? Just think about it. The news that the angel gave to the shepherds that night was the best news that mankind has ever received. The best news. The angel said, "A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." I like the emphatic "yeah" of that statement. He is Christ the Lord. In Matthew chapter 25, Jesus is speaking. He's giving a parable to to the disciples and the crowd of people that were certainly listening on that day. And in the parable of the sheep and the goats, and we talked about this on Wednesday night a little bit, about the sheep and the goats, Jesus tells his disciples, and he tells the crowd that day in Matthew 25, he says, "What you've done to the least of these, my brothers, you have done to me." Because in the parable, the master is separating the sheep and the goats. He's separating the people who did and the people who didn't do. But in the parable, Jesus is saying, do it to the least of these. Don't go looking for somebody to pat you on the back. Don't go looking to do it for somebody to give you something back. But do what you do for the least of these. And isn't it interesting that what Jesus is speaking about in Matthew 25, on the night that he was born, his heavenly Father was doing that very thing by giving the news of the birth of his Son to the least of the least, which would be shepherds. I just find that rather interesting that God would even, his Son would even be obedient to the Word. Now we know that Jesus said that. That he only did what the Father told him to do. So that speaks to me today. I hope it speaks to you about doing something for the least. But yet in this example we're given in Scripture, the least of the least would be the shepherds. And the shepherds were the ones that heard the good news first. The news from the angel was good news. In Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, it's a prophecy of Emmanuel, God with us. I don't know if the shepherds knew that. It's highly unlikely that they did. I don't know. Maybe they had the scrolls and they would read them to each other. We don't know that. It's possible. But yet what Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 is saying, that there's a prophecy of Emmanuel. The news that this good news that the angel was giving to them was just saying, hey, he's here now. He's here. He's here. Isaiah chapter 61, the first three verses. Promised God's favor would be given. And the angel is saying, today in that city, the good news given to the shepherds is still good news today. Do you understand that? The words that the angel gave to the shepherds, that good news, is still good news for us today. It's still good news for you. That your Savior has been born. Your Savior is here. Your Savior is alive. He is Christ the Lord. The message from the angel is complete. It covers really every detail. Yes, the important piece is that the Savior has been born. But yet there's more to the message. God directed the angel to give to the shepherds the complete message. The shepherds are given directions on where to go find their Savior. The birthplace, the city of David, and the sign that they have found the right baby, he will be wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger. Last Tuesday, I told this story to the boys that were here. And it is so complete of God to give the whole picture, all of the details. He didn't say your Savior's been born and then leave him. God wants His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to be found. And the angel gave to the shepherds the directions. Go into the city of David. They knew what that was. That was Bethlehem. Okay, so they go into a city. Now, where are we going to find this baby? Don't go looking for the hospital. Don't go looking for houses. Go to the barns. Because this baby is going to be born in a manger. And you're going to find a baby, and he's going to be wrapped in cloth. The directions were fairly complete. The shepherds then were left with, not to guess as to where and when. They knew the angel, they believed the message, and they went. It could have been a real dialogue had the angel not given them the directions. They could have ended up in Jericho. They could have ended up in Jerusalem. But no, the angel of God, God wants us to find His Son, so He gives us the directions. In verses 15 through 20 of the passage that I read for you, it completes the event. Again, this is an assumption on my part, on our part, as we read Scripture, what we know about shepherds. But there probably was not much joy in the life of a shepherd. It was all about the sheep. It was all about their work. We don't know what they did for fun. We're sure they didn't play football. They didn't play basketball. They didn't play golf. They didn't play cribbage. We don't know what shepherds did necessarily. Maybe they found something to be happy about or some joy. But yet the consensus is that in the life of a shepherd, there wasn't much joy. They certainly were poor. They were alone. They lived in the land and they lived off the land. And on this night that God spoke to them, they obeyed. And when they obeyed the message given to them by the angel, they found great, great joy. Why great joy? Because inside of them, they were looking for a Savior too. Now maybe they didn't know and understand the prophecies of the Old Testament. But yet Scripture tells us that each and every one of us, deep inside of our hearts, there is something that longs to be connected to God. Whether you know it or not. Now you're in church and so you've heard the message and I'm telling you that. But yet there are people outside the four walls of this church whose lives are empty. Nothing's happening spiritually in a positive way for them. But yet the Scripture tells us that God's Spirit is still trying to connect with them, giving them the message of a Savior. A Savior's been born. A Savior's been born. And they hear the message and they obey. That message is still good for us today. And in that message, when we hear it and when we are obedient to finding our Savior, who is Christ, we find great joy. Their Savior has been born. God keeps His promises to Mary, to Zechariah, to the shepherds, and He keeps His promises to us today. God keeps His promises. The message from the angel is real. It happened. The angel's song that's recorded for us in verse 14, it's rather short, and in my Bible translation, it's just 17 words. But yet it is also very good for us today. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. Yes, on this night recorded for us in Luke's Gospel, the second chapter, it's a song for the shepherds. This is a song very specific for the shepherds. The shepherds are the one who God's favor rests on this particular night. They hear the good news. Now go find your Savior. Go find your Savior. But yet we also know in John's Gospel, the third chapter, the 16th verse, John 3:16. We know that Jesus Christ, this Savior, tells us that God's favor rests on all of us. Not just shepherds as it did on this night. God's favor rests on all of us. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Not just shepherds, but everybody. Everybody, God's favor rests. God wants us to find His Son, Jesus Christ. God wants us to find rest. God wants us to find joy. For the forgiveness of sin. The shepherds heard a song. They discovered its meaning. They listened and they obeyed. And to us today, let me just say to you that the angel's song is still being sung. The words of this in chapter 14, "The glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." Those are good words for each and every one of us today. Today, we are that audience. Each and every one of us. We hear the good news. We've heard the good news. Today, we are the audience. God has chosen you to hear the good news today, that your Savior has been born. You don't have to go looking for Him. He's been born. All you have to do is pray to Him. Today, the message of the song hasn't changed. The message is all-inclusive of all of us. He's available to you. The shepherds were an unlikely group of people to hear the good news. So I don't know where your self-esteem level is. Maybe you think that you're also unworthy of the good news. But yet God, our Heavenly Father, wants each and every one of you, including myself, to know that His Savior was given to each and every one of us. For the shepherds, the results of hearing the angel's song was a real wow moment. In the midst of living a lonely, poor life, they found great joy. Great joy. They were the first to tell the good news. The passage that I read for you. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who were lying in the manger. When they had seen Him, verse 17, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. The shepherds, the low ones, the ones that were no count in culture and society, they were the ones that were the first to go share the good news that the Savior had been born. They found great joy. And they were the ones, the first ones, to share the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. The angel told them that the news would bring them great joy. Yes for them, and yes for all who would hear the news and seek their Savior. So it comes back to you and it comes back to me today. You've heard the news of Jesus' birth. It's not a secret to us today. We celebrate it every year. It's Christmas. The birth of Christ is the reason that we celebrate. So you've heard the news, just as the angel said to them, "Your Savior has been born." I say to you today, your Savior has been born. So now you've heard the news. What will you do with the news? The shepherds responded. They went and sought out this baby, their Savior. So I ask you today, have you sought Him out? Do you know Him? Have you found Him? He wants to be found. He wants you to know Him. And if you're sitting here this morning, you say, "Well, I know Jesus as my Savior. That's great. That's good. My sins have been forgiven. I've confessed my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior." I say, great. But then let me ask you another follow-up question. Have you done what the shepherds did? Have you shared that news with anybody? Or is it just a secret that you hold on to? I would say that we need to be as the shepherds were, and we hear the news, we are obedient to the news, and then we go out and we share the news. It's great news. It's great news. It changes lives. Will you share the joy that you've received with those that are in need of hearing the good news who are around you? So this song speaks to me. I hope it speaks to you today. I invite you to stand. And I'm going to pray a prayer, and then the worship team is going to come back and lead us in in a closing song. But I want you just to think about who you are today. What are you seeking in life? The shepherds were out on a hillside and it was quiet. It was dark. And then God showed up and said, "Hey, your Savior's been born." That word is good for us today. We know it. What have you done with that good news? Have you accepted it as truth? Have you let Jesus Christ become your Savior? You need to do that if you haven't. And then if you've accepted that news, we need to go out and share it with the world. Share it. Give it away. Share that joy with those that are around you. Father, thank you for giving to us Luke's gospel and this event, the angel visiting the shepherds. It speaks to us where we're living today. Father, we've heard the good news. But just in hearing the good news doesn't do anything for us. Hearing the good news demands a response. To go and to seek out that Savior. To go and to find Him. And Father, thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to us. And then Father, we need to take that good news that we enjoy in our life, the joy that we experience, we need to share it. And I believe that if we, the Christians of the world, the disciples of your Son Jesus Christ, we're obedient to this passage of Scripture, we would change the communities that we live in. By your power and for your glory. So Father, thank you for giving to us this word today. Let it speak to us where we're at in life. Let us hear the words and be obedient to it. Let them speak to us, we pray. In Christ's name, amen.
Please take your hymnal. It's 171. We'll be doing verses 1, 2, and 4. 171.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, shepherds quake at the sight, glory stream from heaven afar, heavenly host sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born.
Verse 4.
Silent night, holy night, Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with thy dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth.
Thank you, Father, for sending your Son. Thank you for letting us know how to find him. And thank you for the joy that you bring to our lives. Father, we go now out into the community. We pray that you would make us a blessing. Let us be the light that somebody needs today. Let us be that bright spot for them. Let us shower them with your love and your care today. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.